Justin Fleming, Christine speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Christine. John, I'm calling you back with Local Splash. How's your day going?
Oh, all right. yeah, Justin's not back yet, so.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Working out late.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. It's still work, you know. That's what puts the food on
yeah.
the table. That's all right. Were you guys able to discuss anything over the phone, though, or where we at?
No, I've had the phone's been ringing the whole time since I got off the phone with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
all
some of it was just junk calls, but the rest of it was, you know, people calling for looking for us to come out and do some work. But anyways, and then I had some deliveries that came in, so. Office supplies and then medicine for our staff, so I had to take care of that stuff too.
Oh man, yeah, you got busy going on there.
Yeah, we've got a cattle ranch too, so.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I gotta go visit you guys sometime.
We've only got maybe 20 head of cattle, but.
Only 20? That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Well, there's ranchers around here that have way more than us.
Really? I can't even imagine that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's crazy. It's cool.
Yeah,
same time. Sorry.
Yeah, we've only got about 40 acres.
Wow.
So,
no, that's
yeah.
a lot of land. There you go.
Well, it's not what it used to be. Used to be a lot more than what we got now, but
what?
yeah. When Justin's grandparents died, Justin's dad's brothers decided to sell most of it to one of the neighbors, and so we only got 40 acres out of it, out of
wow.
about 280.
Oh my gosh. Hey, well,
yeah.
I like to think of it cup half full there, you know. At least you got 40 acres in instead of nothing, right? So that would have been
yeah.
have a bad position there.
It's
so.
Better than nothing, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. That's pretty wild,
anyhow.
Christine, sorry.
Where do you live at?
I'm in Pennsylvania. I just moved over here. So I was in Florida for a while and came up, you know, to the cold.
Well,
so
that's Oklahoma wait. For you. So,
really,
yeah,
I drove through it a lot. I just never stayed there. I have family in Colorado and up in Texas and stuff. So, lots of road trips. Let's put it that way. But
yeah,
interesting. So, Christine, what are we looking at here? Do you think we'll be able to still have a conversation later, or where are we at?
Yeah, I just don't like. I haven't even had a chance to even look at my email.
Oh my god!
I've been
all right, Christine.
Busy. I've been
look
also
at the email.
Yeah, I've been trying to do payroll today too. So I mean, I'm not even finished with payroll. So I'll have to probably finish it up tomorrow. But
okay.
Anyway, I'm like I said, I'm the only one in the office, and I've got like about 5 or 6 hats that I have to wear.
Sounds like it.
So, yeah, I'm very busy and. With me not having my helper in here, it really makes it difficult. So
yeah.
Oh
my gosh. Well, you're holding it strong. More kudos to you.
You know,
okay.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
No, you're doing. You're doing. There's a difference. All right. Don't you worry.
All right.
Well,
lots of times I got to do overtime. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, well, Christine, how about this? We close shop in about another hour and a half here. I'll try to give you calls, my latest call here, just in case, you know, see if we capture you guys together. If that's possible, then great, you know, and we'll take it from there. Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah. Yeah, if not, it might be tomorrow because I'm going to be clocking out here at about 5 o'clock, so.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah.
Yeah.
If tomorrow is better for you, what time tomorrow?
Probably earlier in the morning. Maybe about between 8 and 8:30.
8 and 8:30? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, so our time schedule, well, my time schedule is a lot different than yours over there. So, I know you're about like an hour, I'm an hour ahead of you. So I'm talking to you from the future a little bit. So what I can do is call you around, earliest, like 9:15-ish. Would that be okay in the morning?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I just don't know if he's going to be here because he's probably not going to be here, but I could at least talk to him about it. So.
Right, yeah. And you have the email there. It's on paper, pricing, all that there. Nothing changes. All right, I kicked to my promises.
Is it listed under John SEO? Okay.
Yes, yeah, JSEO. Like yep. Mm-hmm. At relevantads.com.
Okay. All right.
All right, beautiful. Well, Christine, again, I'll try later, but just in case. If not, don't worry about it. We'll hit and pick up tomorrow in the morning. Write down any questions, concerns you might have, so that way I can, you know, address those as well, too. I want to make sure everyone's on board. Okay?
Yeah, all right. I'll try to run it by him tonight if he stays in here long enough for me to talk to him, so.
Okay.
It's one of those things that if I don't talk to him about it in the mornings and evenings, sometimes he's out messing with the cattle, so. And then I don't see him till about, you know, 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Holy macro. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's one of those things.
All right. No worries. Well, hey, listen, I know you guys got a lot happening. How about this? I'll just give you guys a call tomorrow morning, give you some time, some breather there, and we'll see what we can do, and we'll take it from there.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Thanks.
Okay. All right. All right, Christine. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye.